Welcome to Think and Act Locally. We're diving deep today into the Deer Park Economic Development Newsletter.
Oh, yeah.
You know those reports? They often end up in the read later pile,
right?
Which usually means never.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely.
We get it.
Yeah.
So we've done the heavy lifting for you and distilled the key points.
Excellent. We are cutting through the jargon and legalese to bring you the need-to-know info about what's happening with businesses in Deer Park.
All right, so let's start with some good news.
Okay.
Antonio's Italian Grill is celebrating 36 years in business.
Wow.
That's quite an accomplishment.
It is.
Especially in the ever-evolving restaurant industry.
Absolutely. When a family-owned restaurant thrives for that long, it tells you something about the quality of their food and the loyalty of their customers.
Right.
It's a testament to their ability to adapt to changing tastes and economic conditions.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Yeah.
They've weathered recessions.
Yep.
Changing food trends and even a tornado back in 2023.
Wow. That puts things in perspective.
Right.
And speaking of longtime favorites.
Okay.
BB's House of Kebab is celebrating 15 years in business.
Fantastic.
You know, I've always been curious about what makes their kebab so special.
Well, what's interesting about BB's is their focus on healthy, home-cooked Mediterranean food.
Okay.
This aligns with the increasing consumer demand for healthier and more mindful dining options.
Yeah.
It seems like they've really tapped into a niche market.
Yeah. And new businesses are popping up, too.
Oh, nice.
Dermabest Skin Spa, opened by local resident Amanda Henriquez.
Great.
Sounds really intriguing.
Yeah.
The newsletter mentions advanced 3D skin analysis.
Yes.
What exactly is that?
Imagine getting a detailed scan of your skin.
Okay.
That reveals everything from hydration levels to sun damage.
Interesting.
This technology allows estheticians to create highly personalized skincare plans. It's a great example of how technology is being incorporated into even traditional businesses.
That's fascinating. It seems like Dermabay is really embracing innovation.
They are.
The newsletter also mentioned a beautiful remodel.
Yes.
I guess aesthetics matter as much in a spa as they do in any other business.
Absolutely. Creating a welcoming and relaxing atmosphere is essential for a spa experience.
Right.
It's all about creating a positive first impression and making clients feel pampered.
Speaking of new faces.
Okay.
Deer Park Dental Group has taken over Dr. Cindy Hargis's practice.
Oh.
I guess that means she's enjoying a well-deserved retirement.
It does. And it's great to see local professionals ensuring a smooth transition for their patients.
Right.
This continuity of care is really important, especially in healthcare.
Uh-huh.
It speaks volumes about Dr. Hargis's commitment to the community.
Now let's move on to real estate news.
All right.
I was thrilled to see that Victory Properties is back in their original location after the tornado damage. It must have been a long and challenging road to recovery.
It's inspiring to see that kind of resilience. Victory Properties is a family-run business that's been serving Deer Park for over four decades.
Oh, wow.
That kind of generational commitment is something special.
Yeah.
Their return shows a true dedication to the community.
It really does. And speaking of developments, I was surprised to see that longtime business owner Manny Memon has built 11 new rental homes on Dixie Drive.
Wow.
That seems like a pretty big investment.
It does raise some questions about what's driving this development.
Yeah.
Is it a response to a growing population or a shift in housing preferences?
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how this impacts the local housing market.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll see more rental options becoming available.
Right.
Which could be good news for some folks.
That's a good point. It's something we'll have to keep an eye on.
For sure.
And for those with an entrepreneurial spirit.
Okay.
The building at 502 Center Street is up for sale. The newsletter says it has some really unique features.
Wow.
I wonder what kind of business would thrive there.
Well, think about it. That location could be perfect for a variety of ventures.
Right.
It could be a trendy new restaurant, a boutique shop, or even a co-working space.
Well, that's neat.
What would you like to see in that spot? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I thought about that.
Right.
You know, while that building offers great potential.
Right.
It's worth noting that not all businesses are thriving.
Yeah.
The newsletter also mentions a few closures.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is always sad to see.
Yes. Unfortunately, Tacos La Bala, Firehouse Subs, Spud Shack, and iHeart Mac and Cheese have closed their doors.
Oh, wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a reminder that the business world can be tough.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in the restaurant industry.
It is.
We were talking earlier about BB's success with healthy home-cooked meals.
Right.
Do you think those closures reflect broader trends in consumer preferences?
It's certainly possible.
Yeah.
We've seen a shift towards healthier options and more diverse cuisines in recent years.
Right.
And of course, factors like location,
yeah,
competition, and rising costs can all play a role in a restaurant's success.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So back to positive news.
Okay.
Wellstone Massage and Spa is hiring a licensed massage therapist.
Oh, great.
I imagine that finding qualified employees is essential for any business.
Oh, for sure.
Especially those in the service industry.
Absolutely. Service-based businesses are often the backbone of local economies.
Right.
They provide essential services and create jobs within the community.
Yeah.
Finding skilled and reliable employees is crucial for their growth and sustainability.
Speaking of opportunities,
yeah,
the newsletter mentions that Kung Fu Tea is up for sale.
Wow.
Imagine that, owning a bubble tea shop.
That would be fun.
What factors would you consider if you were thinking about buying an existing business like that?
Well, location is always key. Is it in a high traffic area with good visibility?
Mm-hmm.
You'd also need to look at the existing customer base.
Right.
Are there loyal customers who frequent the shop?
Right.
And of course, a thorough financial analysis is crucial.
Yeah.
Are they profitable?
Okay.
What are their operating costs?
It sounds like you'd need to do your homework.
Definitely.
Before jumping into something like that.
Yeah.
It's not as simple as just loving bubble tea, right?
Yeah. Buying a business is a significant investment.
Yes.
You need to carefully evaluate the risks and opportunities just as you would with any other major financial decision.
Now let's switch gears to some exciting developments in Deer Park.
Okay.
The Crane Inspection and Certification Bureau, CICD, is building a new training facility.
Wow.
That sounds pretty impressive.
It is. CICB plays a vital role in the crane and lifting industry.
Oh, okay.
Ensuring safety and compliance. Their new facility will provide state-of-the-art training for crane operators and inspectors, which is essential for major construction and infrastructure projects.
So they're training the people who operate those massive cranes we see all over town.
Exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is.
And speaking of impressive technology,
okay,
Intuitive Machines at Ellington Field just received a huge award from NASA to build a lunar lander.
Isn't that incredible?
That's amazing.
We have a company right here in Deer Park developing cutting-edge technology for space exploration.
Wow.
They'll be sending a lander to the moon's south pole, a region that has never been explored before.
Wow, that's mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It seems like Deer Park is becoming a hub for innovation.
It really is.
We've got crane training space exploration.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows what else is on the horizon?
I know, right.
But let's not forget the businesses that have been here for years, like Antonio's and Beebe's.
Right.
They're the foundation of our community.
Absolutely. Their longevity speaks to the supportive environment we have here in Deer Park.
Mm-hmm.
Both new and established businesses contribute to our economic vitality and make our city a great place to live and work.
So before we wrap up, any final thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, we've covered a lot of ground today.
Haven't we?
From celebrating longstanding businesses
yeah.
to exploring new ventures.
Right.
And even reaching for the moon.
I know.
It's amazing to see the diverse range of activity happening right here in Deer Park.
You know, speaking of new developments, we talked about that building for sale on Center Street.
Right.
It's a prime location, just waiting for the right opportunity.
Uh-huh.
What kind of business would you like to see there?
That's a great question. It would be fantastic to see something that fills a need in the community.
Okay.
Maybe a bookstore with a cozy cafe,
mm-hmm.
a family entertainment center, or a farmer's market showcasing local produce.
Yeah, that'd be great.
What are your thoughts?
Personally, I'd love to see a unique art studio where people of all ages could come to learn and create.
Oh, wow.
It would be a wonderful way to foster creativity and bring the community together.
I love that idea. It aligns perfectly with the vibrant energy we've been discussing.
Right.
And it emphasizes the importance of investing in the cultural and creative aspects of our city.
Exactly. This deep dive into the economic development newsletter has really opened my eyes to the possibilities here in Deer Park.
Yeah.
It's more than just businesses and buildings.
Yeah.
It's about creating a thriving and connected community.
That's a perfect way to put it. And remember, you don't have to wait for someone else to make it happen.
No.
You can be a part of shaping the future of Deer Park.
Right.
Support local businesses, share your ideas, and get involved in community initiatives.
That's a great call to action.
It is.
If this deep dive has sparked any ideas or inspired you to get involved,
yeah.
we encourage you to reach out to the Deer Park Economic Development Team
Absolutely.
You can find their contact information on their website or Facebook page.
Yeah, that's a great resource.
Your voice matters.
It does.
After all, a thriving community is built by engaged and informed citizens.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through the Deer Park Economic Development Newsletter.
Of course.
We hope you found it insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and keep thinking and acting locally.